November 17th, morning, Govardhan.
Kurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya
Tadalaya
Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya
Haribo.
Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah Angasyamalin Chata Viravito Mandik Sente Varam Jardan Jagundarota Samvidatam Pattam Varasya Vrindaranya Nivasinam Hridaya Sattama Dhyanodaram Radha Skanda Nivesito Jvala Bhujam Tavai Vasmi Tavai Vasmi Nanivani Dayavina Iti Pityai Rake Tangai Mama Charanam
When you remove all these things, then you will get interested. Leaving the home, it is easy. It is easy to leave your wealth, riches, but
Pratishtha.
Desire for prestige. You can reach the stage of asakti. And but if you have desire for pratishtha, prestige, if it doesn't go away, then you cannot gain the Bhagwan's mercy completely. The desire for prestige, pratishtha, you should try to remove this first of all. Then you will get rati taste in chanting of Harinam and the 10 types of offenses and 32 types of seva aparad. Very carefully you should remove these also. You cannot commit offense towards Gurudev easily, but there are very many chances of committing offenses to Vaishnavas. That's why Guru has not been mentioned here, Vaishnavas have been mentioned here. When you are chanting Harinam, you should, it is not proper to criticize any Vaishnava. Kirtan. Okay, microphone is working. So you should never criticize the Vaishnavas. And
Shiv Swatantrini Devata Nan.
Shiv is not an independent demigod.
Tini Guru Sadrish Vaishnava
Dev. He is like Guru, a Vaishnava. Should see him like this. Should not see him different from
Krishnari Jini Seva.
He is Krishna's servant.
Kintu
he is serving him. But
Shivi Krishna.
Shiv is Krishna. If you think like this, it is an offense.
Guru
Ravagya.
Guru Ravagya.
Or thinking of Guru. To be like as if he is also, see him like a made up of material body, he is going to toilet, we are passing urine, he also has the bodily needs as other people. Never you should think like this. Sakshat haritena samasta shastraya. You should consider Gurudev to be the most dear servant, the associate of Bhagavan. You should never, never ignore his instructions. Ved and Shastra, you should not criticize Ved and Shastras also. Sometimes you cannot reconcile the words written in the Shastras or Vedas. Somebody may point out that, oh, this is different from written in that Shastra. But you should try to reconcile, but not criticize them. Harinam Stuti. All the anarthas are removed by chanting Harinam. And you can achieve Krishna. But a simple person has no power to perform as many sinful activities as the power Harinam has to remove these sins. But it is our very great fortune that although all the potentials are there in the names that we are chanting, but we are not able to realize this because of our anarthas. We have no realizations. The Mayavadi said he has no form, he has no qualities, he has no pastimes. Krishna, Nanda, Nandan, he has so many wonderful, beautiful names associated with his pastimes. It will, when you chant these names, it will also give the result immediately. You will chant names and also you will perform sinful activities. This is not proper. You should not. You should be like Jagai Madhai, Ar Nai Bap. We will not perform any more from today onwards. We will not perform any sinful activities. If you chant your Harinam like this and you are trying to remove your anarthas, then Shuddhanam will manifest on your tongue very quickly. Yajna, other fire sacrifices. By hearing the astonishing glories of Harinam, if this is my body and anything connecting to this body is mine. If you anyway can think like this, don't have taste towards chanting, no attachment towards chanting. Naam mantra you get and also you get instructions about the naam, but still you don't have attachment towards it. Eat meat, etc. and don't have faith towards naam. You get the instructions that do not eat all these things. You also get the instruction about Naam. You get you hear the glories of Harinam. If you are getting Harinam, if you get the Harinam and the instructions how to chant, if you don't follow the instructions, all the sinful activities that you perform, the result you will get, all of that reactions will come to you. First of all, A person who is beginning to chant Harinam, he should develop, you should instruct him so that he will develop faith, Shraddha towards Harinam. If you are chanting very many Harinam, do not try to remove the anarthas, then you will not develop any taste or Shraddha towards Harinam. Translation.
There is saying one must give up the desire to achieve name and fame, otherwise rati or deep attachment to the name will not awaken. Therefore it is easy to leave one's wife and children, home and wealth, but to leave the desire to accumulate name and fame is not easy. If the desire to achieve name and fame or pratishtha is not dispelled from the heart, then one cannot achieve completely Bhagavan's mercy. Therefore, Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda said it is most proper to dispel this anatta named pratishtha, desire to achieve pratishtha from the heart. Then attraction to the name must awaken. There are 10 offenses to the name, and there are 32 types of seva aparad, offenses performed while performing service, especially to the deity. One must be very careful to avoid all of these. It is not so easy to offend the spiritual master. It means only madman will offend the spiritual master. But Vaishnava Parad we will do, because Vaishnava is also a guru. Therefore, there is no difference between them. Therefore, one should be careful not to perform the offense of sadhulindam, the offense of criticizing sadhu who have dedicated their lives to chanting the name. The second offense of the name is to consider Shiva and Vishnu to be separate, to be independent. Lord Shiva, he is not an independent devata. He is a partially, he is an expansion of the Lord. But he is also Guru, a perfect Vaishnava. Therefore, one should not see difference between Shiva and Vishnu also, knowing that he is Krishna's seva or Krishna's servant. But also to consider that Shiva is the same as Krishna, this is also one nama para, offense to the name. Guru Avagya, to disobey or to neglect the order of the spiritual master, to consider him to be a mortal human being, or he also passed to enduring, therefore he was also mortal, or to think, oh, I know more than him, this is Guru Avagya. You should know the spiritual master is Shakshadhiri. He is no different than the Supreme Lord. But at the same time, he is also a dearmost servant of Sri Krishna. One should never disobey him, even in dreams. One should not blaspheme the Vedic scriptures. If there are some statements of scripture which you cannot reconcile, that is okay, but one should not perform the offense of criticizing Shastra. Therefore, one should reconcile the statements of scripture, not criticize the Shastras. There is no amount of sin that can be performed. That is not destroyed by the name. All anattas are also dispelled by the chanting of the holy name. Actually, the glories of the holy name that are given in the scriptures are less than the actual glories of the name. Then we think that the name is glorified excessively just to awaken taste in the chanting of the name. This is aparad. To consider the name, form, qualities, and pastime of Bhagavan to be imagination, this is offense. The names of Bhagavan are all eternal. If one practices the name in the correct manner, one will achieve the result. Another sin is papa buddhi, to commit sins on the strength of the holy name. Jagai Madai, after being delivered by Sri Nityananda, they promised Jagai Madai Oli Ananahiba. Jagai Madai Kanta Hands, we will not do sinful activity again. They would commit sinful activity and thinking this will be destroyed by the chanting of the holy name. This is aparad, offense. To consider any other activity, pious activity, is equal to the chanting of the holy name, like the performance of yajna, etc., this is also aparad. Despite hearing the glory of the holy name, to maintain the conception I am this body and what is related to this body is mine, this is aparad. To give diksha or instructions on the glories of the holy name to those who have no love for the holy name, this is also aparad. For example, to give holy name to those persons who are still eating meat, this is offense. First, they should awaken faith, give up their bad habits. Then they can chant the holy name, then one day can receive Harinama Diksha. If one performs sinful activity while chanting, then all the sins of that person, then all those sins come on the head of that person who gave initiation. Therefore, one should not give Diksha or instructions on those who are faithless. First, they should have awakening of faith, then they can receive Harinama. If one does not make endeavors to become free from all these 10 types of offense and anattas, then one cannot achieve the result of Krishna consciousness.
In the end, he is speaking the essence of all instruction. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the midnight, should chant Hari Kirtan. There is no need of any other sadhana. In the early morning, in the day, in the evening, afternoon, even in the evening and night, midnight, you should chant Harinam Kirtan. No sadhana is needed, no other practice is needed. One pointed devotees, Shravan, in the association of sadhus, they hear pastimes, nor they chant Kirtan and hear. There is no need for anything else. In any other sadhan, you should not have any other taste or interest in performing any other sadhan. Just chant Naam Sankirtan in the association of sadhus. And those pastimes which are associated with this Kirtan, you should remember all those pastimes. And you should serve Krishna with bhava, with full emotional moods. Naam means to serve. When you're chanting Naam, means to serve. These Naams are pretending to be ordinary names. You don't understand the glories of the names. And you leave the chanting of these names and you honor other people, ordinary people, or chant or speak prajalp to other people. This Lokanath Goswami exactly pointed this out to Narottam Goswami, that go back to your home. You have no knowledge that name and the possessor of the name is non-different. For somebody who has come, this seems to be more important to you. Somebody is thirsty to feed them water. You should always be absorbed in chanting of names, taking the shelter of Uttam Mahabhagavat and pure devotee. You should honor them. No need of performing any other sadhana. Like this, if you chant the names, Swarasiki, bhav will manifest in your heart. What it means, Swarasiki means the Ashtakali Leela will manifest in your heart. In the morning, your morning pastimes will manifest. If you chanting in afternoon, the afternoon pastimes will manifest. Similarly, whatever time you're chanting, that time pastimes will manifest in your heart. You have left everything, wife, husband, children, but desire for prestige, if you have name and fame, if you have not left, then this person, you should be very careful. Such a person should be very careful, because this is a very big obstacle in chanting of names. In the morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, you should take the shelter of name and perform chanting of name without aparadh. Anarthas, without anarthas. Prabhate means really early morning, very deep midnight, evening, afternoon, all the time. Leave the anarth with bhav, you should chant names. Like this, chanting and remembering, very easily you will get the mercy of Krishna. With Shraddha, with association of sadhus, under their guidance, you should chant the names, and then very easily anarthas will be removed and nishtha will develop. And you, in the morning, you should remember their Ashtakali pastimes. Morning pastimes, you should meditate on. Forget about Nishant Lilas now. And thinking like this, meditating like this, these Ashtakali pastimes, meditating on them, and the eight portions of time, you chanting, while chanting name, bhav will manifest in your heart. After the kunjabhang lila, when Radha and Krishna are going to be separated, going to their individual homes, Krishna is going to Nanda Bhavan, Yashoda Bhavan, and Radharani is going back to her home in Yavat. In Yavat,
Kishoriji,
she achieves such a unprecedented emotions, it is impossible to describe in words what her condition is. For her, even every minute looks like a yog. Roop Manjari, Rati Manjari, etc. now start serving her and pacify her with soothing words. And sometimes Kishoriji in her room, Jatila, and sometimes Mukhara, sometimes Purnamasi, they also come to her. Mukhara, that time Shyamala comes, when, and they begin to joke with each other. In one way, there is a pastime performed here, very wonderful. And a little later, they go to Krishna's home, Purnamasi go, along with, or other Radharani, they go with Radharani to, they wake Krishna up. Sakhis give bath to Krishna, and Sakhis give bath to Radharani and decorate her. And like this, these are the morning pastimes. In the morning, when until afternoon, how many pastimes are performed in Govind Lilamrit, in Krishna Bhavanamrit? All these scriptures are describing the pastimes of Krishna, and now also Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu also, he is described in somewhat, he is describing Gopal Champu also. All these day and night, all these pastimes are described there, the day and night pastimes. If you are a grihast or you are renounced, it is not proper to accumulate wealth. If you have a lot of wealth, then where you will go? You will eat nicely, and other, you will become attached to other material objects, and you will get married, dharma, religiosity, everything you will leave, and then again you will start maintaining your household life very nicely. That's why sannyasi and brahmacharis should be very, very careful in this regard. Grihas can accumulate some to be able to maintain their lives peacefully, honorably. This Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving these instructions. Today's Harikatha will stop here. And nearby we will go Kilol Kund, where water pastimes were performed, and further in the mid of Govardhan Hill, Gwal Pokhar, and there also Ratna Vedi, the jewel throne, Shyam Vedi, and nearby Narad Kund, Charan Chin, his footprint is also there, and where Naraji performed his austerities, and where he took the form of a gopi. All these places, they are quite nearby. You can just go walking and you will hear Harikatha of those places, of those pastimes in those places. You will have prasad there, and we will perform our Harikatha in the evening as usual.
Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, apart from the chanting of the holy name, there is no other sadhana which is necessary. One can perform this chanting, this kirtan, any time of the day, in the early morning, in the afternoon, late at night, midnight. There is no restriction. But one should stay in the association of the ekantic devotees, the one-pointed Vaishnavas. And in their association, in their sangha, one should perform shravan and kirtan under their guidance, under their anugatya. Even if taste is not there, one should still perform this Shravan Kirtan. Therefore, always absorbing Kirtan, Harikatha, one should perform Seva to the Nayam. Always remember this Nam Kirtan, etc. is a service. Therefore, giving up the chanting of the holy name, one should not engage in prajalpa. And if one gives up the chanting of the name to give respect to others, this is an aparad. We remember the history of Sri Lokanath Goswami, how he rejected Sri Narottam Das Thakur for giving up the chanting of the holy name to give water to a farmer. So, one should remain absorbed in the name at all times. But if one has the chance to serve a Mahabhagavat, then one can give up the name at that time, otherwise not. Therefore, performing Kirtan, then Bhav Bhakti awakes. At that time, the devotee performs Swarasika Upasana. That means, in a natural way, the Astakari Lila, the eightfold pastimes of Radha Krishna, awaken in the heart in a sequence, automatically. Therefore, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives his instructions. It is easy to give up wealth, family, women and children, but very difficult to give up the desire to achieve name and fame. Therefore, brothers, one should chant the holy name at any part of the day and give up all unwanted desires, anattas. One can easily achieve the mercy of Krishna by staying in sadhu sangha. By staying in the anugatya of the pure devotee, then anattas will go, then nishtha, or fixed determination, will awaken. Thus, the devotee at the stage of bhav, this astakali lila will awaken in the heart. First is nisanta lila, then pratakali lila, like this, one after another, in a sequence. Thus, by chanting the name, bhav bhakti will awaken. After the attachment to the gross and subtle bodies has been destroyed, then astakali lila will awaken in the heart. That time the devotee, while chanting, remembers Radharani's endeavors to go towards Nandabhavan, the house of Sri Nandamaraj. In Yavat, after meeting with Krishna in the morning, Srimati Radhika goes to her mother and her husband's house in Yavat. At that time, her condition is indescribable. At that time, 1 minute for Srimati Radhika appears like thousands of years. Such separation she is experiencing. That time, Sri Rupa and Sri Radhi Manjari try to pacify her, but they cannot. So Srimati Radhika, at that time, sometimes she meets with Jatila Kutila, Mukada, her grandmother, Purnamasi Devi, or Shamala comes and they engage in many types of joking discussions. Then Srimati Radhika, after being prepared, she goes to Nandagaon. In Nandagaon, Krishna has also awoken and his servants perform the services like brushing teeth and giving bath. Srimati Radhika also is prepared in Yavat in that way. So these have been described beautifully in books like Sri Krishna Lilamrit, Sri Bhavanamrit, and Sri Jiva Goswami has also given some indication in his books like Sri Gopal Champu. Therefore, the devotee in this stage of bhav, day and night, are absorbed in all these thoughts. Therefore, a renounced person should not accumulate money. Because if you have excessive money, where will it go? Then one thing, I should invest it wisely by getting a good wife. Therefore, sannyasis and brahmacharis should not accumulate wealth, and vihastha devotees should only have that much with what they need to maintain their lives, not more.
Hare Krishna. The top of this Nattamandi, some devotees are living there. Who is taking care of portable mic? One boy is living there, and he had one electronic camera in his bag. Somebody has stolen last night from his bag. So whoever stolen or electronic camera or by forget has taken, so please return him. এখানে হলঘর ইসকে হলঘরকে উপর কুছ দিল্লি বালে ভক্ত বিদেশী ভক্ত রহতে হ্যাঁ উসকে সাথ আমাদের যে পোর্টেবল মাইক কা ইনচার্জ কা ব্যাগ মে ক্যামেরা